Among them were Palestinians who were sheltering in tents and who were seeking scarce food. It comes a day after a UN-backed group that monitors food crises declared that 500,000 Palestinians living in the Gaza City area are in the grips of a potentially life-threatening man-made famine. What's more, the group, the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC, projects that by the end of September, famine will spread to much of the rest of Gaza. Earlier, I spoke with Chris McIntosh, Oxfam's humanitarian response advisor in Gaza. He's in Gaza City.
Right now in Gaza, what we're seeing is exactly what we were predicting for months, ever since the imposition of the blockade at the beginning of March. And in that time, very few trucks have gotten in, very limited amounts of food. So what we're seeing is people that are gaunt, people that are drawn in the face, and they're bony.